Weekend Breakfast with Allison Curtis on Today FM.
Welcome back. Weekend Breakfast, Allison Curtis with you, Today FM. Delighted now. A woman I've been following for quite some time online. And Tova, when you were in Ireland recently, I was plaguing you, going, come on the show, but you're actually on a family holiday. So you're like, no.
I'm actually feeling proud that I said no, because, you know, kind of like learning how to assert your boundaries and sort of like, this doesn't work for me now and maybe another time. But look, we made it work another time. There you go.
So you were just saying before we came to air that your mom's actually from Cork.
She is. She's from County Cork, little place called Union Hall. I usually say Skibbereen because that's more familiar, I think, for people. But yeah, that's where she was born and raised.
Right.
And yeah, still have loads of family that side of the world. Yeah.
Amazing. So people will know you from online. I mean, you originally had a background of law, but you've made very much a career out of basically being you and having your thoughts and your, you know, opinions on things that affect, you know, half the globe, basically. So you've got a new book out and it's Good Girls Don't with a Cross Gossip. And yeah. I love it. So talk us through a little bit about when you decided to write this one. You've several books, but when you decided to write this one.
Oh, gosh, I want to say it's like a love letter to women, really. You know, I talk a lot online about all these topics that are in the book, you know, women putting your needs up front and pleasure and body image, all the things that I'm passionate about. But this book is kind of like brought everything together. I have been living in Portugal for the last 3 years and I've been running female empowerment retreats. So that was a kind of a natural progression from what I'm doing online. So there's an online community of women. It's all about talking your truth, being authentic, saying the things that nobody says out loud, and just feeling less alone because you realize that everybody's in the same boat. But the virtual world is great. However, there's nothing like actually sitting together with women, touching, you know, giving each other a hug, holding hands. There's nothing that can really replace that. So I started running these female empowerment retreats in Portugal. And, you know, you'd get like 18 women from all over the world. We've had women from Ireland as well. And I was blown away by the power of just women sitting together in a circle. Honestly, you don't need more than that. The thing that actually makes those moments so special is just the fact that we sit together with women in a safe space where all that kind of, you know, I don't know if you're allowed to swear here, but I'll just say BS about women being competitive and the cattiness just goes out the window. And suddenly it's all about sisterhood and supporting each other. So this became my reality in the last 3 years. And I saw it time and time again on the retreats, how easy it was. And I thought, you know what? I need to put this in a book. I need to put it in a book to make it more accessible and just take all the stuff that I've learned over the past couple of years through these retreats and just put it out there.
Yeah.
So the book has a lot of also stories about my own life and about the women that I've met along the way. It has a lot of useful tools, exercises, suggestions of stuff that helped me, helped others, things that we do on the retreat. So it's quite practical as well. And the title and the whole idea behind the Good Girls Gossip is really reclaiming the word.
That's
reclaiming,
what I love.
Yeah, yeah, reclaiming this thing. You know, we get ripped off. They stole it from us. You know, this kind of like women's connections. This is our biggest strength. Storytelling, wisdom sharing, the generational wisdom that, you know, was passed down. And it's just vanished, you know?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's an old English word, isn't it? Gossip. Yeah. And you wrote this online actually about it. And basically the whole idea is that, like, you know, sharing knowledge and sharing information, maybe not on a public sphere, is power. And that's how women were able to, empower one another. And that gossip once maybe didn't have a negative connotation until it was associated with females.
Yeah. Today, the word gossip, I don't know if you noticed this, but mainly is only referred to when women talk. I don't know that you'd ever say when guys get together that they gossiped. It's just like this female trait. And it's like idle talk, catty talk. Of course, there can be they can be unkind gossip. Of course, there can be. But I don't know about you. You know, 9 times out of 10, when I talk to my girlfriends, even if I'm talking about another girlfriend who's going through something, it's either because I'm worried about her, it's because I'm seeking advice, or it's because, you know, other people's stories is a way for us to reflect on our own lives Do you know what I mean? Because we are each other's mirrors. We are the witnesses of each other's lives. And this is how we process things. This is how women process things.
And actually, Rena has been on the show as well a few
Oh,
times.
nice. I love it.
And the two of you together, have a lot of like brilliant pieces online that are talking about being women of a certain age. And I know a lot of my listeners are, women in their 40s with, young children or teenage girls, and you've three girls. And I think before, I let you go, like just your thoughts on the fact that their lives are so different than ours were. Like I didn't have my first email until I was 18, let alone TikTok. So as moms, managing that, accepting that that's part of their reality, but how do we manage it and help them navigate it all?
Delay is the way. That's my motto, you know. So I know it's coming, and I know you can't, you know, we are living in a technology era, et cetera, et cetera. But delay is the way. I'm all about giving my kids as long childhood as I can, 80s style, you know. It's like, go outside, it's a nice day. You know, that, like, we've been lucky, you know. Even the move to Portugal, I think, has kind of helped us with that, because I do feel like we're slightly a smaller bubble, and the smaller it is, the sort of better. It's a challenge. Parenting's always, everything is challenging, isn't it? At the end of the day, like, you can only do your best. And you're like, you know, you're not gonna get it all right, but you can only do your best. So my kids often say to me, oh, but so and so does this and does that. And somebody gave me a great tip. They said, well, you know, I just say different families, different rules.
Yeah, exactly. Tova, listen, I think this book is going to be a massive success for you, like your previous ones as well.
Thank
And,
you.
people can follow you online, Tova Lee, and I'll share everything on my own socials as well.
Amazing.
And next time, you will have to come into the studio.
Oh, I'd love that. I'd love that. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast with Allison Curtis on Today FM.